The Three Little Builder Pigs. Written by Margaret Wong. Illustrated by Heloise O'Donoghue. Translated by Emmanuel Guérinet. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Stéphane Cornicard. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs named Anthony, Amanda, and Charles. They came from a family of builders and loved to create new buildings. One fine spring morning, the three little cochons went outside to check the weather.
Le printemps is here. What's the weather like? Asked Anthony. It smells like it might rain later, said Charles, sniffing the air.
De la pluie?
Oh, well, it's still a good day for building, Amanda said.
Thinking of le printemps, the three petits cochons went inside to get dressed.
I'm wearing wellies, said Charles, pulling on his bottes en caoutchouc.
Je vais porter a raincoat, said Anthony, putting on an imperméable.
I'll bring an umbrella, said Amanda, grabbing un parapluie.
So, les trois petits cochons stepped outside with their bottes en caoutchouc, imperméable et parapluie, ready to build. They took a large cardboard box and cut holes on the sides, taped up the flaps, and raised a sail made from an old bedsheet. In no time at all, they had built a boat.
I live on un bateau, Anthony declared.
We live on un bateau, Amanda corrected her brother.
Where is shipmate Charles?
Anthony shrugged. Their little brother was always wandering off.
Never mind, Captain Amanda said.
Anchor away, first mate Anthony.
Aye, aye, Captain, Anthony said.
Small droplets of water fell on the sail. Then there was the light pitter-patter of rain on le bateau.
Il pleut, Captain Amanda said. Keep sailing.
But la pluie fell harder, and le bateau began to fill with water.
It's a good thing we have our bottes en caoutchouc to keep our feet dry, said Captain Amanda, as the water burst through the seams of le bateau.
As quickly as the spring shower had started, la pluie stopped, and it was sunny again. But the damage to le bateau was done.
She was a fine vessel,
Captain Amanda said, lowering her parapluie. Shipmate Charles appeared from nowhere and patted his sister on the back. First mate Anthony nodded.
Let's build again in the summer.
One clear summer morning, les trois petits cochons went outside to check le temps.
L'été is here. What's le temps like? Anthony asked. It smells hot and sunny.
Charles frowned, sniffing the air.
Chaleur et soleil? Oh, well, it's still a good day for building, Amanda said.
Thinking of l'été, les trois petits cochons went inside to get dressed.
I'm wearing shorts, said Anthony,
jumping into his short.
Je vais porter des sunglasses, said Amanda, popping on some lunettes de soleil.
Don't forget sunscreen,
said Charles, covering himself in crème solaire. So, les trois petits cochons stepped outside, with their shorts, lunettes de soleil et crème solaire, ready to build. They brought out their buckets and spades and went to work on the beach. In no time at all, they had built a fabulous castle.
Je vis dans un château,
Anthony declared.
Nous vivons dans un château, Amanda corrected her brother.
Where is Squire Charles?
Asked Sir Anthony.
Lady Amanda looked through her lunettes de soleil and shrugged. Their little brother was always wandering off. Although their chateau was wonderfully built and very grand, it didn't give Les Cochons any shades at all. By midday, Charles was back, and all three were sweating in le soleil d'été.
"Maybe we should put on more crème solaire," said Sir Anthony.
"It doesn't matter how much crème solaire we put on," said Lady Amanda. "It's still too chaud.
Trop de chaleur et trop de soleil,"
Squire Charles said. Sir Anthony had to agree.
"Oh, let's build again in the autumn."
One crisp morning in autumn, les trois petits cochons went outside to check le temps.
"L'automne is here."
"Quel temps fait-il?" asked Anthony.
"It might get windy later," said Charles,
sticking his tongue out to taste the air.
"Du vent? Oh well, it's still a good day for building," Amanda said.
Thinking of l'automne, les trois petits cochons went inside to get dressed.
"Je vais porter des boots," said Charles,
jumping into his bot.
"Je vais porter
a jacket,"
said Amanda, putting on her vest.
"Je vais porter
a hat,"
said Anthony, popping on un bonnet. So, les trois petits cochons stepped outside in their bottes, vestes et bonnets, ready to build. They brought out long broomsticks, mop handles, and old bedsheets. In no time at all, they had built a tipi.
"Je vis dans un tipi," Anthony declared.
"Nous vivons dans un tipi," Amanda corrected her brother.
"Où est Charles?"
Anthony shrugged.
"Never mind," he said.
Their little brother was always wandering off.
"It's getting venteux. Let's go inside our tipi."
Amanda gathered sticks into a pile and pretended to start a fire.
"I've got the marshmallows,"
Charles said, appearing from nowhere. As les cochons enjoyed their marshmallows, le vent grew stronger and stronger. It whooshed through the tree branches and rattled the walls of le tipi. Then, le vent blew so hard that it tore le tipi down.
"Oh, that's a lot of huffing," Amanda said.
"And puffing,"
Charles agreed. Anthony nodded.
"Let's build again in the winter."
Les trois petits cochons went outside to check le temps.
"L'hiver est là."
"Quel temps fait-il?"
asked Anthony.
"There's snow outside," said Charles.
"That means it must be cold." "De la neige et du froid?"
"Oh well, it's still a good day for building," Amanda said.
Thinking of l'hiver, les trois petits cochons went inside to get dressed.
"Je vais porter des gloves and a scarf," said Charles,
pulling on a pair of gants and winding an écharpe around his neck.
"Je vais porter
a warm coat," said Amanda, wrapping herself up in a manteau.
"Je vais porter a warm hat," said Anthony, popping un bonnet on his head.
So les trois petits cochons stepped outside in their gants, écharpes, bonnets et manteaux, ready to build. Anthony marked out a large circle. Then les trois petits cochons began to pile up snowballs. In no time at all, they had built an igloo.
"Je vis dans un igloo," Anthony declared.
Nous vivons dans un igloo. Amanda corrected her brother. Où est Charles? Anthony asked. Amanda shrugged. Their little brother was always wandering off.
Outside l'igloo, the bright soleil d'hiver was shining, so Anthony and Amanda set off on an expedition. They trekked round and round l'igloo until they saw a large, lumpy snow monster wearing a scarf.
We found, Amanda started. The abominable snow pig,
Anthony shouted. They rushed back into l'igloo as fast as they could.
I hope Charles is okay, said Amanda.
I'm fine,
said Charles, wandering back into the igloo covered in snow.
But il neige again, and my bottom is cold,
Amanda said, sitting on a snow bench. Anthony had to agree.
Let's go home.
On their way home, Charles made them walk around the house to the back garden. There, they saw a small, simple playhouse made of solid wood. Amanda smiled.
Is this where you've been wandering off to?
It's perfect, Charles,
Anthony agreed.
Yes, great build, petit cochon.
This is the Three Pigs Playhouse, Charles declared. We can plan all our buildings here, even when il pleut au printemps, il fait chaud en été, il y a du vent en automne ou de la neige en hiver.
Glossary. Automne. Autumn. Bateau. Boat. Bonnet. Hat. Winter. Bottes. Boots. Bottes en caoutchouc. Wellies. Chapeau. Hat. Château. Castle. Chaud. Hot. Cochon. Pigs. Crème solaire. Sun cream. Écharpe. Scarf. Est là. Is here. Été. Summer. Froid. Cold. Gants. Gloves. Hiver. Winter. Igloo. Igloo. Il fait chaud. It's hot. Il pleut. It's raining. Il y a de la neige. It's snowing. Il y a du vent. It's windy. Imperméable. Raincoat. Je vais porter. I'm going to wear. Je vis dans. I live in. Le temps. The weather. Lunettes de soleil. Sunglasses. Manteau. Coat. Neige. Snow. Nous vivons dans. We live in. Où est Charles?
Where is Charles?
Parapluie. Umbrella. Pluie. Rain. Printemps. Spring. Quel temps fait-il? What's the weather like? Short. Shorts. Soleil. Sun. Tipi. Tipi. Trois petits cochons. Three little pigs. Trop de. Too much. Vent. Wind. Veste. Jacket.
Je vis dans une maison.
Je vis dans un château.
Je vis dans un appartement.
Je vis dans un igloo.
Je vis sur un bateau.
Je vis dans une maison. Je vis dans un appartement.
Je vis dans un appartement.
Je vis sur un bateau.
Je vis dans un appartement.
Je vis dans une maison.
Je vis sur un bateau.
Je vis sur un bateau.
Je vis dans un château.
Je vis dans un appartement.